I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Hey, what's up there, everybody? Welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McGivley.
Mike Bissett.
Not at the fourth story of the treehouse. We are here in La Mesa, California, bringing you a year and a half. It's been a year and a half. Another episode of Life Moves Pretty Fast.
Yeah, did you move? The treehouse looks a lot.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library?
You read?
Yeah, but I don't read, So I watch the TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me.
What else do you watch?
I've got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely.
Say it again.
Forget completely.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
And I'm BJ.
And we have a couple of guests with us today. People like...
Life's a Binge!
And people like...
Evil BJ.
Yeah.
What's up, gentlemen?
We need our own drops, too, man.
I know.
It's so good. I want that to be my new ringtone for when BJ hits me up.
Evil BJ one?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's texting me right now?
I'm just happy that I got a drop and Mike didn't.
He has one.
Life's a biz.
Life's a biz. Oh, life's a biz.
Yeah, because I have a segment on their show.
Life's a biz.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So you get a drop, I get a segment. I win.
Anyway, Mike Bissett and BJ McEvely, thanks for stopping on by.
What's up, boys?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having
fun
us.
Fun little reunion.
Good times.
Here.
Yes.
For sure.
And for the listeners out there, thanks for tuning in, listening to the show, and all that fun stuff. Following us on all social media.
Social media.
At Life's Binge. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the goods. You can email us at lifesabinge@gmail.com. You can join the
Foink Army.
I can't speak tonight. It's because I'm so excited. My boner is too big. We have a phone number. It's 619-438-0532.
What is that number again?
619-438-0532.
I'm going to have to write that down. Well.
And that's the Life's a Binge voicemail. If you have something to say, you can call the number and leave a voicemail, and we'll play it on the air. And you can head over to patreon.com/lifesabinge if you would like to become a subscriber of this show. People like David, Tony, Kathy, Jess, and BJ, Lawrence, and the honorary bingers as well. Big shout out to you guys. Thank you guys so very much. Patreon.com/lifesabinge. But
so yes. I saw David, our patron, from across the way today. Mm-hmm. And he was,
Did you guys have a moment?
I don't know if he was giving me a signal.
Give him the twinkle eye.
He was giving me the signal, like kind of like rubbing his tummy a little bit. Did we reference something about my tummy or his tummy?
I mean, I like to do myself.
Yeah, or that.
No, I have no idea.
Me neither. But anyway, maybe he was saying, maybe he was like, you look thin. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Sure. Or he was like, I'm hungry. You want to get a bite?
You look really chubby. Yeah, I see your belly from over here. Maybe that's what he was doing.
That's probably it. Yep. David, give us a call. Let us know what that tummy tap meant.
Yeah, David.
619-438-0532.
He's one of our longest time patrons.
Yes. But anyway, big shout out to everyone out there listening. And with that, let's go ahead and start the show. You guys know what to do. Take a big breath with us right now.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
Is okay?
I'm okay.
What's up? What's up?
I've been sick. My kids
inhale,
are sick.
Inhale sounded like he was going to die.
Kids are sick. I'm fighting a cough. That was a very difficult thing, but I do it for you guys.
You just instantly hear it.
There have been times when you're fighting sickness that we do that.
I know. Yeah. It's fantastic. What's up, gentlemen?
What is up?
BJ and Biz. Life moves pretty fast, crew in the house.
We are here.
It moved fast.
Hasn't it?
No, this is the first time Mike and I have recorded together in over a year and a half. First time I've seen him in over a year and a half.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever since I moved to Los Angeles, and then I came back for a little bit, and then I went to Arizona. I've been there for over a year.
And we also have the woman that came in between you. Here she is coming out. No, just kidding. That's what they do on like Jerry Springer.
I live in very rural Arizona. You said woman. I'm like, where is she?
Me like woman.
Yeah. We found the one.
Oh, good times. So what's up with you guys, man? We haven't seen you in forever. Let's start with Evil BJ over there.
All right. Oh, I got a text message.
What did we talk about last time you were here? Just you moving and life out of Africa and all that.
We talked about animal movies.
Had you already started
movies.
There? You did,
we talked
didn't
about you? Oh yeah, I was there for. Well, yeah, I think I came in June, so I was there for a little bit. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
How do you like it in Arizona?
I will still stand by. Arizona is
superior.
Is superior to California in so many ways.
Except for that, the couple months when it's like astronomically hot.
Right. Or also all of last week when it actually snowed.
Right.
My whole house was covered in snow and working in snow. So I get the worst of both worlds. But no, it's amazing. I love it. Like nice. I went through the California, the border patrol checkpoint or whatever, when you get to California from Arizona. And then I just all of a sudden saw brake lights and I was like, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Like,
I don't sit in traffic.
It never happens in Arizona.
I remember this. And then you look down and all the plates are Arizona plates and you're like, son of a bitch.
Right. Yeah. But no, I love it. It's the still equally the best job I've ever had in my life. And I'm just, super happy.
Now, where in Arizona again? What town? What's the closest town?
Cottonwood.
So you're like close to Sedona.
We talked about Sedona a lot.
Sedona,
it's beautiful.
So
and Jared, have you thought about going to Sedona? Because we tried to convince you.
That's a good road trip. You and Samantha will love it. I think you will.
I would definitely like to go there. I'm down to go to anywhere, but
okay.
I just had to get up right now and get a beer. Does that count for something?
Yeah, you went all the way to the fridge.
I'm wrapped by the fridge. I could have got you one.
You could have, but you're my guest and I am your host. So what is it you'd like to do?
Play chess? Screw.
Let's play chess.
You're more than welcome to come and stay with me at my place. And Sedona is like 20 minutes away.
Here's why I feel really bad, because BJ and I have become very good friends over the past, 5 years? Yeah, but kind of good friends. Acquaintances. Maybe business partners.
Oh. No, I meant the years thing.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, boy, this is embarrassing.
Yikes. Oh, good for you.
Thank you, Christian. No, but I feel bad because almost everybody that I know has been out to visit you.
It seems like it.
And I have not.
You haven't. Yeah. But I don't hold it against you. I just think it's super odd that people have come out to see me. And I'm just like, oh, hey, they're like, oh, I'm in Arizona. But they don't realize that I am so close to them. Mm-hmm. So like, they'll be like, oh, we're in Sedona or we're in Flagstaff or we're in Phoenix. And I'm just like, dude, get your ass up here.
I am right there.
I got into a big argument with Tim. Well, not really a big argument. I just said one thing. But
that's a big argument with Tim.
I saw that Tim checked in on Facebook and landed in Phoenix Airport. And I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, you don't tell me you're coming to my area? And he's like, what? Like, I didn't even know you were close. And then he ended up coming up to the park and hanging out and had a great time.
Nice. Yeah, he told me about it. And he said, I got there before you did. And I was like, and again, single man, no kids.
That has
enjoy.
Right. That has everything to do with it.
Right.
But you'll get there one day. I don't hold it against you.
I will get there one day, and I will bring the boys, and we will all have a great time.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So is it you, Biz? Being a dad's hard, huh?
Being a dad is hard, guys.
It's hard.
He's just like, I would love to do stuff, but I got fucking kids.
Here's the thing: this was fun. This is fun coming out here to record, and it is very rare because I feel very guilty asking the wife to put both children down to bed. It is a process. It is hard. It is, and I think I talked about this last week on the voicemail, where I just want to start a new segment called "My Dad Is Right and I'm Exhausted."
Right,
because you know he would tell me all the time, "Look, it is hard being a parent. It is the best thing ever, but you're not gonna do anything. You're not gonna have any fun. You're not gonna have time for anything." And the fact that I am out here,
sell it, Mike.
No. But like I said, it's worth it. It's so much fun. It's what I live for.
Greatest thing of all time.
It's the greatest thing of all time.
Difficult.
Also, and I heard another quote the other day. Yeah, I heard another quote the other day, which was the nights are long and the years are short. Which could not be more true.
Yeah, that seems accurate.
I got to come out here to where you may as well not have left Arizona. That's pretty much where we're recording tonight.
Right. You're like, this is far east than I've been so in the far, last like,
it was nice
years.
Of you to pick him up in Arizona.
Yeah, we are in New Mexico. I think we had to hop Trump's wall to get over here. He's like, listen, we're going to record a podcast, okay?
Oh, there it
it's
is.
Back.
Yes.
There it's
it
back. Is.
Had to do it
for
me.
It took 10 minutes, and it's here.
And I'm done. But it just to get out here, it's very fun. So thank you for a boys' night of bonding.
How many how many siblings?
I have one sibling.
So there's two of you as well.
Yes.
So just like your folks, you have two kids.
Correct.
Cool.
Nice.
Yep. And we're done.
Yeah.
And scene.
Oh, like are you done? Like are you
snipperoo?
Done having kids? I'm not snipped yet. It's on the calendar.
On the table.
It's on the calendar.
Well, within the
it's
next,
on the table.
It's on the operating table. I can't help myself.
Also, I can't help myself.
Oh no,
I have a drop problem.
Yeah,
it's
I love your drops.
Drops are amazing. Do you have a scissors cut, like a scissors drop in there from when I get snipped? Yeah.
Oh, you know what you need now?
What's that?
The Beastie Boys drop.
Yeah,
you need to put that on there. So now we'll try to remember that to add that next time.
What's up with you, Beach?
Can I do a change in trade?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tangent trade. Yes, you can.
Oh, you just wanted to make the sound?
Yeah, he just wanted to do it.
Oh, you didn't have a tangent.
No. I just wanted to do it.
I was like, yes.
I don't have a tangent.
BJ's like somebody other than me.
It's like a mirror. That's what's up with me.
Yeah, what's up with you, BJ?
Right on. I did my last pet show ever today.
Yeah.
But my last solo pet show, I should say. And then tomorrow, of course, you'll hear this. It'll already be gone. It'll be last Thursday.
Yes.
We'll have done our very last pet show.
Yeah.
And... foolish as I was, and I mentioned on the podcast, we can announce it now that we're closing the pet show.
Yes.
They hadn't announced
right,
it
but
at that
they
point.
Had.
They
right.
announced it today.
Yeah.
So good for them for doing it with one day left.
Already?
Right? I'm doing it one day before the show.
It's still going to be packed, though. You're not.
It'll be packed. Yeah. It'll be packed. But we alleviated a little bit of... issues that we were going to have by not announcing it.
Right.
So they finally made the right decision, but it was a month and a half later than it should have been.
Yeah,
but anyway.
And I worked there for 7 years, and I loved that show. The show is extremely near and dear to my heart. And the only reason why I am actually here right now is because I want to go back and see one dog.
Yeah.
Like, I took a whole trip from Arizona to California to go to that show and obviously see the show.
Let me see. Hammer?
Ryder?
No. Is
Ryder.
BJ your dog?
Ryder?
Ryder.
Like, what's up, dog? Like, is that him?
Oh, my dog.
Bryce.
Yeah, no.
How dare you? That's perfect. How dare you?
I'm coming out here only to go and see Ryder. That's the only reason why I'm out here.
Nice.
And obviously, you know, other fun stuff like hanging out with you guys. And the first thing I said when I realized that I was actually coming out, I was like, boys, I'm coming out. We're podcasting.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Yeah, screw that Tony and La Mesa.
Right.
We got to get
another one. Yeah, and then I'll go hang out with my family or something.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's pretty much the main thing of this weekend is seeing that off. It was sweet. These little kids brought these signs that said, "We love Pets Rule, keep Pets Rule." And it was really cute.
And heartbreaking.
Super heartbreaking. I got a little weepy.
What did you get?
I got a little excited, a little weepy.
To do myself.
So,
there
on,
it is.
On air. Yeah. So, yeah, at the end of the show, there's a lot of hugs and such. And my dad came, which is nice, because I wasn't sure if they were going to come out and make it. So
nice.
my dad and Nancy came.
I will say this, that in, like I said, I probably did, which is funny because I have on YouTube my final show where BJ was always the best at giving, like, the, you know, this is a, you know.
The send-off.
The trade, the send-off show. Speeches, and he goes, BJ has done literally hundreds of shows, and I just went thousands. but I mean, like, and that was, I was only there for 7 years. You were there for
17,
the whole run.
Almost 17.
Yeah, the whole run. So you've done thousands of shows, and easily, and the most consistently, like, accurate and just amazing host that I've worked with is BJ.
Right on. Thanks, man.
Now,
whatever.
You never worked with him.
Yes, I did.
You weren't that good.
Doesn't matter. I was there.
You did the Christmas show.
I hate you.
That doesn't count.
Get off my show.
So, yeah, you know, BJ, absolutely. Every time, like, He could on his worst day, it was still, you know, one of the best shows that we would do. Dallas was a close second, but only because you never know what Dallas is going to do. Yeah. And I always loved it.
Matt Thompson's fun, too, because he'll throw out something so wacky.
Oh, yeah. All you have to do is just say, hey, Matt, do this. And he'll be like, all right.
Okay.
He did. I had him do a whole show in a Vince Scully accent.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's,
Matt will be, okay, coming up is Hammer and funny story
Farmer
about
John
a hammer.
Hot dogs with a hammer. Yeah.
He started in the Farmer league, and John. This update brought to you by Farmer John.
So, no, that's a, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. That's
no, no, no. I genuinely mean that. You were always my favorite host to perform with.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
And Jared, when we were doing Sea Lions Live together, you were easily my fourth favorite.
But you were up there. So yeah. You're in the top hand. Yeah. You're in the top hand.
Yeah, maybe sixth.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
I gotta think about
it's
it.
It's about accurate. Yeah. It's about accurate.
But yeah. How about you, man?
Nothing. I've done nothing.
Come on, dude. Come on.
You cut your hair.
Reach for it.
I did. I shaved off my hair.
There you go. Thank you. Now we're on to something.
Woohoo. Hey. That's about it. I don't know. I don't do anything these days. Yeah, but I did cut all my hair off with the aid of my wife. But first, so it was really long, and all I did is I buzzed the sides of it, and I was like,
"You did that yourself?
That's ridiculous.
That's fun."
And I had like this huge, like pomp curly thing on the top of my head. I look like
Kramer.
I look
like me,
kind of Kramer, kind of Doc Doom from Roger Rabbit. Kind of looked like reminded me of that a little bit,
or like a shitty Jason Momoa.
And he looked like
yeah, exactly, my man. Hell yeah! But yeah, so then it was just long and obnoxious, and my haircut lady, as I call her, her name's Heather. She's awesome. I haven't had time to go see her because I work like a beast all day every day, and then. Yeah, so I was like, sorry, Heather, and I just took the buzzers to my head, and then I called Samantha, and I was like, I need you to help me real quick.
Yeah.
She came in, what did you do? Nothing. Just clean it up a little bit.
But and that's so, fun. Yeah. Like, if you, like, get, like, a beard, like, I've only once in my life grown out, like, a decent beard, but, like, you can shave it and like, all dumb stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, it just, my hair grows like wildfire anyway, so it'll be back to normal in about a month anyway, so I'm not too worried about it. But yeah, that's what's up with me. So let's move on, shall we?
That's what's up. What's up.
This just in.
I have one thing of news.
News it up.
That I saw announced today.
News it.
Beverly Hills 90210 is coming back with full original cast.
Hang on a second.
On Shut Fox. Up.
Wait a second. Are you serious?
Correct.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Okay. Some dude just testified for 3 hours against the president of the United States, and we're talking about Beverly Hills 90210.
This is an entertainment podcast.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Podcast.
You're right, because you're more interesting. Let's talk about it. Is Brenda coming back?
Yes, everyone. Full cast. That's Luke the headline Perry? That I saw. That's the headline
Zane.
That I saw anyway.
Is that his name?
Ian.
Ian, thank you.
Yeah, Ian.
Something tells me
I never
that
watched
Ian,
that show.
Ian Ziering and Luke
Perry.
Luke Perry. Yeah. Luke Perry, you're behind this because let's face it, they need it.
Well, he's got like every Sharknado movie, so that works for him.
Oh, Luke Perry?
Ian Zierling.
He's the one who always bugged me.
Ian Ziering? Zierling?
He was in five of those Sharknado movies.
He's a star alongside.
He's gotten hundreds of dollars for those movies.
Hundreds?
He'll be good.
Hey, everybody. 8:14. 14 minutes past the past 8 o'clock. Hey, coming up at 8:30, the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a sports report. We got Jared out there at Petco Park. It's spring training out there in Arizona.
Sorry, I don't know what just happened.
This is going to be a random occurrence through the whole show, and I'm so excited about it.
That's a great thing.
That's my
right
favorite
there.
Drop. That's my new favorite drop, and I'm glad that you were here to remind me that that existed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, man, I can't wait to play that song. Like, on Saturday, we're going to play that song.
What song?
Hey, 15 minutes past 8 o'clock, 45 minutes till 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour, we've got the news, weather, traffic, and sports. BJ, what's going on out there on the highways and byways?
Oh, it's over.
Okay, I was going to do the helicopters. But, yeah.
Mattress Sometimes and lanes, slow and go on the 405, and check for brake lights.
When did we do that? Was that like very first episode?
Your very first, because you were our first guest with our actual studio, because we used Todd for a while.
Oh my goodness.
And then
hashtag money for Todd.
Hashtag money for Todd still. Todd still.
What about me? Like, I'm the Todd now.
Right. But yeah, the very
you
first
the
episode that I tried to quote unquote produce, we did that after the podcast and just goofed around.
And had so much fun.
Yeah.
That was a great night. Yeah, that's where motoring started.
Yes.
And you had the sound like the
wacky morning.
Oh, yeah, I did have the sound effects.
You had the reggaeton.
Oh, that's intense. Any other news? Anybody got
anything? I kind of want to address the Beverly Hills 902.
Oh, yeah, no, please do.
Where did it leave off? Does anyone remember?
I didn't watch the show.
Don't remember. I remember watching it when I was a child, but I don't remember much about it. It was like right before my time. But I do remember watching it.
I'm with other BJ in that I never watched that show. I don't know that I've seen an episode of Beverly Hills Now.
Me neither.
Really?
But I remember seeing previews and not like an Ian, what's his name?
What was your like teenage drama show?
Teenage drama show. So that was like, in the 80s.
Yeah. Did those exist?
That was back before Talking Pictures.
Yeah. Hill Street Blues was like a drama show.
Teenage, though.
Yeah, I was teenage.
Yeah,
they started to be in color.
Was like 21 Jump Street your...
That was... My sister liked 21 Jump Street a lot. I didn't watch it very often, but...
Sure.
Yeah, the drama shows.
Because I was like Dawson's Creek, like all the CW stuff. That's my generation.
Like ER had come out. Like that was like...
That's adult drama, though. You don't have like
CW
didn't exist before.
Oh, you mean like that's specifically geared towards teenagers? I don't remember a teenage themed drama like
in
the 80s. Yeah,
I guess it did start like late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, I don't remember any of them that were like, yeah, that were like, I mean, you like, I remember like Different Strokes and like kind of relating to that. So you have a Different Strokes thing?
No.
I was going
to
say.
I mean, I like to do myself.
but at all costs.
Strokes joke.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, okay.
It's a
deep dive.
It's a reach, but it's okay. You like that button a lot.
This one's better.
I was going to wet my pants.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Anyway. Good. No other.
So we didn't have, yeah, we didn't
no
have
other
any like
teenage shows. No.
No, I remember like what that one Sarah Jessica Parker show when she was first coming
Sex
out.
In the Sex in the City.
Nope. No.
Seabiscuit.
Flight of the Navigator.
No, it was like a high school show.
You just said Seabiscuit because she's got the face of a horse.
Was it like Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
How dare you? I would never say something like that.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, but that wasn't like
was that Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, that was a comedy, like, no.
She was on a TV show?
Yeah, and she was like a nerd. And it was cute, and I liked her then.
I have no idea.
Because I certainly don't like her in the last 20 years.
Why? From Sex and the City?
She just bugs me, yeah. Sex and the City.
Pocus.
Maybe it's because in Sex and the City, she's played this character who I didn't really watch the show either, but I just remember her cheating and then like being like...
She was the other woman is what she was in that show.
I remember her like liking Mr. Big, but not liking the nice guy and had cheated with the nice guy or something like that. And then she's like, "Ooh, what do you want me to do? Punish me, please," or whatever, something like that. But I just never liked her. I always thought she, as a sex symbol, I always thought she tried too hard. She didn't try very hard to be a nerd, and she was endearing. But like as a sex symbol, it just feels like she and the producers are trying to make her into this sex symbol, which I just don't see her as.
I never felt like they were trying to make her a sex symbol. Like she was more about like we're allowed to talk about sex too as women. Like that's how I saw.
I'm down with that too.
Yeah. I love when they found her on the island and the boy. And they were running up and down the beach, and then they brought her back to the racetrack, and the boy actually was able to ride her around the track.
That's Seabiscuit. Talking about Seabiscuit again.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to disparage her for her looks. I just don't think she's not a... To me, she's just not a sex symbol the way that she's often presented in the last 20 years. Like on commercials and stuff.
I just don't see that.
Okay, so you're saying that she was better as a nerd than a sex symbol.
Yes.
Okay, now, okay, let's find someone else who is better as a nerd than a sex symbol.
Me.
As far as an...
No?
The four of us in this room.
You rock as a sex symbol. And when I see you, I just got to say...
Yeah.
I like to do myself.
I didn't even have to hit the button that time. I have you Pavlogged like a motherfucker.
You do. You got me trained. You got me trained. I'm like salivating.
For like some odd reason, like I think of like Rachel Lee Cook and she's all that to where like she's a nerd and then just like becomes hot, which is like the general story of any like teen movie.
Right. Story.
Yeah.
Sorry, forgive
like
me.
Like any Scooby-Doo show. Like Velma is crazy hot. You know she is.
Right.
But she's a nerd.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But you know...
Marianne.
Marianne.
Mm-hmm. She's not a nerd.
Well, she's
anyway,
like,
we're off the rails like crazy people.
Yeah.
So no other entertainment news. No.
Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to hit the That's What's Up.
That's What's Up.
With news. we don't have a drop to end the news. I make a million drops, and I have yet to make one to end the news segment. Because
we can always make one
lazy.
Every week.
Oh my goodness!
And that's the way it is.
and that's the way we saw it.
So, do we want to hit up Maddie's movie review right in the middle, right now, where we normally do it, or do we want
to
hang with our guests?
I would love
a little bit more?
To, because I think I can. I spoil the movie.
Sure.
He did Green Book this week.
Yes,
and it's a very I don't know if it's. I don't know if you guys noticed, but it's polarizing.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but a lot of people are upset that it won Best Picture, including Spike Lee. So I'm very curious. And again, I have not seen it.
That is true. We should have mentioned that during news, how he got up and stormed out.
We're not that far out of news.
I didn't see that. I mean, I watched the thing, and I didn't see him get up and leave.
Yeah,
I mean,
he got up and left.
Apparently, and well, this is a great line.
Yeah.
Apparently, he got up, went into the media room, and said, I keep losing these things to people driving other people around, which is a reference to Do the Right Thing.
Yes.
Because he was snubbed that year for Driving Miss Daisy.
But he wasn't even nominated.
He wasn't even nominated, but Driving Miss Daisy won Best Picture that year.
Yeah.
And clearly,
Do the Right Thing is way better.
And I just thought that was a brilliant
That's a good line.
Line.
And Black Klansman was very good. All the black movies have black in them. Uh-huh. But
well, they have to.
But
Green Book has green in it.
Yeah,
just
that's
saying. It's not a black book.
Because the black book could never win. Yeah, black book could never win.
Too much black in that.
But
yeah, I would love to hear Manny's thoughts.
Yes. So let's find out what he's got to say about Green Book.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hey everyone, I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? So first off, I want to address something and make an apology. Last week, I mentioned that No Scrubs was a Destiny's Child song, which for some reason I thought, no, it was totally TLC,
I
don't know why I didn't know that sooner. Also, in the episode before that, I kept calling Ruth Bader Ginsburg RGB, which... I know I'm in the AV industry, but man, I could probably be doing a better job researching to be more accurate. And for that, listeners, I apologize. I'll try to be more accurate this week as I talk about the Best Picture winner of the 2019 Oscars, Black Klansman. Correction, Best Picture winner, Green Book. I mean, really? Well, we'll get into that later. Green Book is the story of Dr. Don Shirley, a well-known, well-respected African-American musician who is doing a concert tour in the Deep South, and his hired driver, Tony Vallelonga, or Tony Lip, an Italian-American who is a professional rougher-upper for a nightclub, which seems to be owned by the mafia. Anyway, you can tell right off the bat that Tony isn't the friendliest to African-Americans, but it's hard to tell whether he is just quietly racist or showing off for his relatives who aren't so quietly racist. Tony answers a call to drive Don Shirley around, which he takes on. It's found out that Shirley took interest in him because of Tony's bodyguard skills, knowing that they'd come in handy with Shirley not being accepted in the South, which is also where the Green Book comes in. The Green Book was a guide of motels that would allow African Americans to stay throughout the country. Using the Green Book, Tony takes Dr. Don Shirley on his concert tour as they encounter many kinds of discrimination and a budding friendship.
I'm already bored.
I mean, it's really delightful. Directed shockingly enough by Peter Farrelly of the Farrelly Brothers, You know, half of the team that brought us Dumb and Dumber, Kingpin, Something About Mary, Me, Myself, and Irene, Shallow Hal, Stuck on You, The Three Stooges, Movie 43, which he won the Golden Raspberry for Worst Director, just to name a few. In fact, the last full-length movie Peter Farrelly directed before Green Book was Dumb and Dumber 2. Unexpected, to say the least. Also, it was released by A24, the same distribution company that did strange indie films like The Lobster and Swiss Army Man. So I'm sure this Green Book recognition is going to be quite a win for them. In all honesty, it was a great film. Based off of the book written by Tony Vallelonga himself, Viggo Mortensen was great as Tony, and of course, Mahershala Ali was fantastic as Don Shirley. Award-winningly so. And I really enjoyed Linda Cardinale, who played Tony's wife. She really made me tear up several times. Cardinale has come a long way since her angsty role in Freaks and Geeks, although I loved her in that too. Well, gee, Matt, you seem to have nothing but great things to say about this movie, yet at the beginning of the segment, you sounded surprised it won. Well, yes. And I'm still trying to figure out the Oscar award style, but here's the thing. Green Book was a nice movie, and it did bring up some issues, some, but never dove too deep. It really wasn't that challenging. In the end, it was just a bit too much of a feel-good movie for the subject material that they were covering. It was great on a lot of levels, but I didn't think it excelled at any one aspect of the movie. It was just a good film. It's hard for me to see how it beat out its contenders like Black Klansman, which also does a great job in acting, story, cinematography, but it also is super challenging. Although I felt the same way about The Shape of Water last year, where it had a lot of good elements but nothing superior, yet it won. I feel the real reason why Green Book won was it was the most digestible. And hey, the fact that it won might have given Spike Lee the angst to run off and carve out another masterpiece. It should be known that Don Shirley's relatives did not think the movie was accurate. That Shirley didn't think of Tony as anything more than an employee, a driver he hired who refused to wear his cap. Although in the 2010 documentary Lost Bohemia, Shirley says that they were in fact friends. There are several interesting articles if you go to the Green Book Wiki that can lead you around, but the overall response to the complaints seemed to be it's really about the overall truth, which it got right, and not about the little nuances. But if you haven't already, go ahead and check it out for yourself, because hey, what do I know? Next time, I'll be talking about the movie I was rooting for in Best Picture, also while brushing up on my Espanol, because I'm watching Roma. Until next time, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
All right. Your piano is on point.
Thank you, man. I play well.
It's good stuff.
I play well. I learned.
Was that you playing that piano?
Oh, yeah. It was.
Wow.
From GarageBand. I did that little loop button, and off we went.
Well, automatic harmony. Or
wait,
that.
GarageBand, like the video game?
There's a video game?
You're thinking of
Rock Band.
Yeah.
Rock Band!
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
You right. try to get yeah. to Rock Band status. But
Garage Hero.
I can always get to Rock Band status.
Hey, everybody, what's up? It's 8:29, 30 minutes, 31 minutes till the top of the hour. BJ's out there. He's at the Best Buy over down there in La Mesa. BJ's out there in La Mesa.
Hey.
He's going to give BJ the phrase that pays, everybody. Tell you what, go out there, kick BJ in the nuts. Give him the phrase that pays. He's got a free beer koozie for you. You want a free beer koozie? Oh,
It's never old. It never gets old.
It never stops.
That's great.
Tell my wife.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, this is your husband sliding right into you. We're going to make ourselves another baby. All right. We'll give me the phrase that pays.
I'm going to give you the phrase that pays. About 9 months is going to pay off for you. 8:31. 31 minutes past the top of the hour.
So, Green Book. Anyway. Matt has some pretty good takes.
8:32 and I'm done.
Has anybody? No one's seen that movie here.
No.
Out of the four of us.
I have not.
I want to see that.
I haven't been to the movies in like...
What was the last movie?
Easily 2.5 years.
Dang.
Which is
weird. What it was?
Was it like a big blockbuster Avengers? Star Wars or Marvel or something?
No, see, I don't like Star Wars. No. I don't like superhero movies.
I don't like movies. I don't like
dog's purpose.
Life That's and enjoyment. I don't like I don't like sugar. I don't like things that are good.
No, I do because I
Lately,
go home
I
and
like gravel and sand.
I just like to
cactus.
I just like to play in the dirt. No, I go home and I sit on my fat, lazy ass and watch TV, but I don't. Well, first of all, the nearest movie theater is like 40 minutes away. So that sucks.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. I just don't. I don't know. I don't big blockbusters.
But you
I'm not
have
a fan
you
of.
Have Wi-Fi and
a TV and a Netflix,
TV, right?
That's all you need.
No, no, no. I'm saying going to
iTunes.
I'm saying going to the movie theater.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. Yeah,
theater.
Yeah,
the theater,
the cinema.
Yeah,
I'm off to the cinema.
But yeah, I haven't gone.
Nice.
You know what the last really good movie I saw was?
In theaters.
Beautiful Boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on. I want to see that. Steve Carell movie.
Oh, yeah. It's on Amazon movie. Prime.
Yeah.
Cool. I've got that.
Fantastic.
You've got
I've
Netflix.
Got Netflix and Amazon
Damn
Prime.
I
got more options than I have time.
That's why we do this. Good times.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the best pictures. I saw Black Panther.
Right.
That's
I saw that, and I saw Black Klansman.
I did not see that.
But I want to see Green Book. And
I didn't see Star is Born. I didn't see
I want to see
Roma.
The Favorite.
I didn't see The Favorite. I saw none of them except for Black Panther, much like
Same.
Biz and his voicemail
Same.
Ranting about
That's
it
That's the
year.
Only one that I saw. And I did. I heard of Star is Born. I heard of Black Klansman.
Green Book?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Favorite? Honestly, nope. I probably won't get around to Star is Born until like maybe it's on cable and I see it then. So. Hmm.
What, you're not interested in it? Like, that was the one movie like,
I do want to see it.
I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
I do want to see it. Yeah, right? I've seen it several times. Yeah.
I know you guys have covered it ad nauseum, so I don't want to dive into it. But I do want to put in another vote for the Spider-Man movie.
Oh,
I just literally watched that today. So,
that was the best movie I've seen in a long time.
Oh, we'll talk
time.
About that. We'll talk about that.
Because too. That was fantastic.
Word.
Cool.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to talking about that.
Well, thank you, Maddie, for checking in with Green Book. I'm curious to know. Oh, he said Roma is what he's
Which I should watch that. I want to watch that before then, before we talk. So I could comment on it.
Is that Alfonso Cuarón?
Yes, best director.
Alfonso Cuarón.
Do you ever see Men,
good movies.
Children of Men?
No.
Have you ever seen Children
yeah.
of Men?
Yeah, that's a great. That's
that
one of my,
movie
it's
is
so
dope.
Good. That's
so
Clive
good.
Owen and what's her face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so good.
There's a couple scenes in there where you're like, how in the hell did
well,
they do that?
They do,
and
they do
a
couple
thing.
Long shots that are 12, 15 minutes long. That's one take.
It's unbelievable.
It's unreal how
yeah.
they shoot that.
Yeah, it's
that's,
great.
That's a great movie.
And so if you do get a chance to see it, and if you get a chance to see the extras about how they do those shots.
He's good.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And Beach, they might have that on iTunes if you want to rent that on
if you
television.
Don't
want
to go to the cinema.
Or
you
can go,
watch it on
log
your
on
telly.
To your magic porn box and click www.childrenofmen.com.
No. Don't go to the porn box and type that in. No.
That's
what a computer is.
Did you just tell me to go online and type in childrenandmen.com?
Yeah.
Childrenandmen.com. Yeah.
Play the drop.
Evil.
Do the drop.
You gotta be more specific.
Yeah.
Got 48 of them over here.
Good Lord.
Good times. But with that, let's take a quick commercial break.
I love this song.
Niggas don't think shit, stink pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right, if the head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been school since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace.
Come
keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With
you.
My peace, packing, asking who want it. This one nigga flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken. You're so.
International underground thunderbounds when I stop the ground like a million elephants, a silverback orangutan. You can't stop the train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sit in a drop top soaking wet in a silk suit, try not to sweat. Hit summer songs without the net, but this be the year that we won't forget. 1999. I don't need anything gold. Be what you wanna be. Don't get you no consequences for living, for living. gig, I might just touch hell. Hot, get a life, now they gon' sell. Then I might catch you a spell. Look at what came in the mail. I'm scared of some arm and hammer. So broke, grill and a baby mama. Black hair, lack in the back of pampers. Lack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home, things are wrong. When I really, it was bad all along. Before you left ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello, ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe that's always more.
And we're back, everybody. We're back to the show.
Hey, everybody. Oh, saw that one coming. It's 8:37. 37 minutes past 8 o'clock. We got 23 minutes until the sports report. No, it's over.
God, I can't contain my joy when that happens every time. Okay, so now we're back from the commercial break, and we're just going to chit-chat about all the good stuff that we've seen and watched and everything and all that stuff that we normally do.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me start. I'll start.
What did you watch?
Has anybody watched Umbrella Academy yet?
No.
I started it, and then I got thrown up on, and I had to stop.
Okay. It's so fun.
Becky didn't go too much.
Becky binge drinks.
It was 9:30 in the morning. I was like, babe, you got to go to work.
One more tequila.
But she purged and was able to drive. No.
Okay.
I don't even know what that show is.
So good.
What is it? Umbrella Academy?
Like, literally just came out.
It's like X-Men.
It is kind of like X-Men. But it's a comic book story.
It's My Chemical Romance's version of the X-Men.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Take everything you know about My Chemical Romance. I'll give you
so
a minute.
It's Wolverine. So it's Wolverine with shitty music.
It's just he's just so emotional.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they kind of an emo band? I don't really know that much about them.
I don't really. I was never really into them, but
I know they were big.
They were huge. And I've only heard great things about this Umbrella Academy. Listen, okay. My mutants are so much better than those other mutants, okay?
Your Trump's falling off.
I've actually gotten better, I think.
Really?
Yeah,
he likes me.
You don't like me very much.
He likes what I do. I'm pretty easy to please, though.
I'm just saying.
It's a good audience.
Just saying. Dude.
But I have heard great things about Umbrella Academy, and I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, me too. But what else?
I watched Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse.
Word.
So, yeah. And literally, when you were like, it's streaming, but you can't buy it, and you can't buy it on DVD right
now. It's not streaming.
Right. It's not streaming.
It's only available on digital. Yes.
Correct.
It's available to own.
Which I did... So I took my oldest son to school at 9 o'clock. At 9:01, I was downloading that film.
Oh yeah,
because
I
think I talked about it last week again, but we watched about 45 minutes.
They went to go see the movie.
Right,
his boy is a little bit younger. There's a lot of kind of extreme visuals going on in the.
It was the sound.
Oh really?
It does get loud. Prowler. Who's the purple guy with the claws? Whatever sound he made while he was prowling around.
I have a drop of that.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, we're prowling out there. Prowling out there on the highways and byways.
I'm sorry, I won't do it anymore.
Please,
that's
do,
a
please
lie.
Do it.
That's
a
lie. Yeah. I'm lying to
I
everybody.
Lie.
I don't believe you,
I talk
and I can't
lie.
Wait for yeah. you to lie.
So he didn't like the sound.
He didn't
so he
like
had to
the
bail.
Sound that the prowler made, and that was weird because we like. I don't know if he has this weird sensitive hearing thing, but anyway, the point is yes, we had to go, and I didn't see the last hour and 15 minutes of the movie.
Oh.
You know
that's
the sound, the sound
it
that they
turns out it was pretty good
that they
He's
put
not
in
even
there.
Spider-Man
is
at that point
super dope. Like that.
Wait a minute, how does it go?
It's so good.
Trevor's getting so mad at you for doing
right
that.
Right now, he's like, "What? I don't like this. I don't like this. I know what your boy was thinking."
Trevor's
the soundtrack of that movie is perfection.
So you've listened to the soundtrack.
I don't know, but...
Just, you remember watching it.
Because I just watched it last night. Because watching that movie, they play the appropriate song at the appropriate time 100% of the time in this movie.
One of the things that did happen while I was in the theater with Rez
was they played Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G.
Yes.
And I looked at him and I just went, this is a song. Like, this this is a bop right here. And he was like, what do you talk about, old man? And I was like, I was like, you know, kind of white guy, like,
did you do like the snort before you do,
anyway, soundtrack.
I love the soundtrack. But the story and the animation, everything about that movie is perfection.
I agree. I liked everything about it. At the very end, and we won't talk about exactly what's happening, but at the very end, it's a little, the imagery is a little scattered for me. That's like a little much. You know what I'm
talking about? Like when they're getting sucked back in, or?
Yeah. When they're battling at the end to try to like put it all together again. It's fun to watch. Yeah. It's crazy, but it's just
too much.
It's a little much. I mean, it's a little much, but not, that's a very nitpicky.
My only complaint with the movie is I hated the character design of Kingpin. I hated it.
I disagree.
Everything else is so like,
what did you not
stylize
like
it? It's just a big old square. I hated it. It's like they gave his face a little bit of effort and then just plugged it on a square where everything else seems down to the minutest detail. It's like perfectly stylized.
I'm going to make you love it right now.
No, you won't.
No, yes, I will.
Sure, go ahead.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. That version of Kingpin is based off of a drawing by the Frank Miller.
Don't care.
Who?
Okay. No. I'm going to tell you. All right. Do you know what I didn't like about Kingpin? Is the fact that Woody Harrelson pulled an Amish bowler out of his home and took him on the road.
Right. Gilligan. See, that was another... another movie.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I was right. I followed like, him. I was not, right there.
It took me a second. I was your best Bill audience Murray. For that one. Because I was like,
Bill Murray was fantastic in that film, by the way.
Oh, good times.
That's funny.
I felt it was lazy.
I've seen him represented.
Because it works that way when you're reading the comics and everything, or if it's just an image.
But the whole movie was based on like how this is how comics
but
should
he
look.
He did
if
not
came to
fit
life.
In. Right. He did not fit in to me in the hyper stylized world that everything else was. He just was like a bland box, and I was like, you could have at least put a couple more lines on that suit or something.
His thing is his size. Like his size is so immense.
Right.
That like. And
but
it,
he's
and
also supposed to be strong and not
his
just
strength
a,
is represented too.
But like, it's a block. I don't know. Like I said, I don't care. I love it anyway. That's just if I had to nitpick something, that's what it was.
To me, like it was just kind of representative of certain like Spider-Man and certain cartoons and comic books that you see. They just have a certain style to it, and that kind of like big like head kind of built kind of bent over a little bit with the big giant back and everything. That reminded me of a comic book style.
Sure.
It rang true, and nice. And his evilness and strength really rang true. And
what was your favorite part, Evil BJ?
What's his name?
Evil BJ.
did you like it
when Woody Harrelson grabbed an Amish guy?
All right,
I don't know. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
That's his favorite part. Yeah. But you should see it,
I don't like superhero anything really. Like I liked Iron Man,
I enjoyed
Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, do you like comic books, or graphic novels, or any of that kind of stuff?
I'm never really into it
because it's a superhero movie. Obviously, it's Spider-Man, but it's so well done and stylized. It's like you're reading a comic book, but. Without reading,
I have no problem with giving it a shot and then sending you a voicemail saying like,
"Why would you do that to me?"
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
What else are you doing? It's two hours of nothing.
Apparently, I have to leave a voicemail so that Tony and La Mesa will shut his frickin' mouth.
Wow.
Good luck.
Well, no, he called me out. No.
Tony and La Mesa.
He has a drop.
He called me out. Anyway.
Oh, he did. Okay.
He called me out.
Yeah. He does that to everybody.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. You said you watched something on Netflix, right?
Didn't you?
Did you start watching it?
No. Because I watched Spider-Man.
This is what I work with.
I watched Spider-Man.
We had a whole time.
What have you watched ever?
I watched Behind the Curve. Did you watch that?
I started it, and it was I couldn't watch it.
But I watched it, so
you watched
boom,
the whole thing.
Sucka!
Please tell me more how you watched the entire thing.
I want to hear about you first.
Okay. Because I did start watching it.
Well,
that.
I mean, there's no point. None of you guys have seen it.
But why should we watch
no,
it?
No, but Jess
okay.
has.
Okay, I'm oh yeah.
PR Jess has.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jess,
what is it called? Me?
It's called You're stupid.
He almost just said you.
It's called,
and I
it's
said
called
me?
You Are Stupid.
And I would have gone
that's what it's called.
God. Who's
no,
on
it's,
first?
It's on
Netflix.
I give up on life.
It's called You.
No, it's called You. I would love if that was like my last thing I say, like right before I'm dying, I just go, I give up on life. That just lights out. No, it's called You. It's on Netflix.
It's a stalker show, right? That's yeah, what I know it as.
Yeah.
Stalker show.
My coworker, we were randomly just like talking about like random stuff. She's like, oh, she's like, it was like quiet in the car, and she's like, so I started watching a really weird show, and she talked to me about it, and I saw it on Netflix. It's basically a show about a guy who just stalks the ever-loving hell out
of a
woman.
But they get together, right?
And yeah. No, that's the weird thing about the entire show. There's only one season on Netflix. I watched it all in one day.
Because we have it on our list.
I spent 12
the
hours.
The trailer makes it look very captivating as well.
Yeah. He stalks a woman to epic proportions and convinces her that he's the greatest guy on the earth, and he is so creepy and so shitty and so manipulative to where you actually root for the son of a bitch.
I love when a show can do that.
I rooted for
him. It's like the Walter
him.
White syndrome and all
like,
that stuff.
Right,
like,
Walter White. Yeah, Walter White, which honestly, Walter White and Dexter, like, they have nothing on this guy.
Nice. That's fantastic.
It's just really weird, and it just messes with your mind. Like, I honestly didn't feel right for a day and a half.
Right.
After I saw the finale of it.
That's fantastic. See, Netflix knows how to do that very well, where they're like, they put out a bunch of garbage. You know what? I don't know, because we never watched the garbage, I guess.
But it's got to be garbage.
There's 700
so
things that came out last
so
year.
Much.
700, and I didn't watch 700 things. I watched five. Right. And like all the five things that I watched were good. I mean, Bird Box, you could say, was meh. But like, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't a like steamy pile
of
dog turd.
It was a good movie.
Cloverfield Paradox was like a piece of dog turd, I think.
Right, yeah. But then you look at like Netflix movies, like, and I definitely want to bring this up with you guys, and I will fly my ass back out here when this comes out, and I think it's in September
Irishman.
Of this year. No. Oh, do you say The Irishman?
Yes.
Highwaymen
too.
Yeah. No. Irishman.
Oh, Irishman. Yeah. That's
they
a different
it
one.
First.
I've not heard
of that. It's the Scorsese one, dude.
I have not seen that. Okay.
One. No. Explain.
All right.
Good.
How do you set the tone?
We talked about this like
the
years
Irishman
ago, too.
Was
when
bought
it was in
for, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Jared, $90 million.
That sounds accurate.
Okay, go ahead.
The script was bought. Netflix bought it for $90 million, directed by Martin Scorsese.
Another $90
million? Right.
Or something.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Expensive.
Directed by Scorsese, you got De Niro,
Pacino,
Pesci, out of retirement.
Yep,
Harvey Keitel, Bobby Cannavale, all of these people. It's about basically the hitman that was sent to assassinate Jimmy Hoffa.
Correct.
Okay, it's not Whitey. It's not Whitey Bulger.
No. Johnny Depp did that.
Okay,
right. And did a fantastic job, by the way.
I can't believe you hadn't heard. We talked about this.
We did a long time ago. Yeah. It's been a long time ago, but it was always like, in such vague terms.
Yes.
It wasn't
Pacino,
anything.
But now it's for real.
Pacino, yeah. De Niro, and Pesci all together for the first time ever and for the last time ever.
Pacino and De Niro have only done one thing.
Heat. And only one scene.
Yep.
Oh, wait. No. I'm sorry. No, Pacino and De Niro did another movie. They did a whole movie together. Like a not. I don't want to say buddy cop, but it was a drama. You guys talk.
That's what we need. That's what we need.
There's a way to find out.
No, it's not that important.
Yeah.
But so Irishman, when it comes out, is going to break Netflix.
Oh, 100%.
I'm taking the day off.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to that. Like, they announced it like a year and a half ago.
That's how long ago. That's a long time ago. Maybe that's where we talked about it.
But anyway, but see, and that's why Netflix is, that's why the Academy or whatever is so down on Netflix and why they don't want to nominate their stuff, because people like you that have said, I don't go to the movies, I don't go out, the closest theater to me is 40 minutes away, like, and then why would you when they're going to plug it right into your TV and...
But it's not even about...
It's free!
But it's not even plugging like blockbuster movies. Like, what was that really shitty one with Will Smith with like a weird mutant cop?
Bright.
Yeah. I kind of liked it. I liked it.
I heard it was really crappy. Like, it was rated like one of the worst, but it was kind of like so bad it's good.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a C+.
But that was still a blockbuster-ish kind of movie.
Sure, yeah. It could have been released.
It's not going to be Aladdin, which is... I think Aladdin and The Lion King are both going to be very...
A friend like me.
Yeah.
I needed to.
Really?
Needed to.
How did you do? Where did that
random
ass drop come?
That was
me
singing.
Okay.
Like a champ.
But but the idea that you can just have it like in your house, like there's got to be a way monetarily so that everyone can make money.
They do. They make it lots of money. But I just don't, it doesn't, the theaters aren't making money. Netflix
is just rolling
in the dough. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They're
talking about the dying, theaters dying.
Well, right. And because people like you don't go to the movies anyway. And MoviePass and A-List and those things like got me to go to the movies for a minute.
Remember MoviePass?
Yes, and it was fantastic for
it
the month
great.
And a half that
it
I used
so
it.
It was so great for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I
but
love
you give
the
your
Bird
you give
scooters.
Your $9.99 every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like a lot of people.
Well,
so
actually,
every month
you know what? Actually,
they have their money coming in.
$12.99. It's now $12.99.
Is it?
Yes. It went up.
I don't know what I pay anymore.
$12.99. Do you pay?
We pay.
You do?
For Netflix? Yeah.
Okay. Because my mother-in-law,
you
my sister-in-law, and my other sister do not pay for it. They use mine. I pay
take,
for
oh,
it.
You pay.
I take Amazon and Netflix from my brothers.
Yeah.
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 But you know what?
What
sign
is.
In from Netflix for my cousin Greg. Thanks, Greg. You ever seen Little Dicky?
Nope.
Little Dicky,
you got a cricket
save that
drop
money?
On there?
No, I don't. I
save that money. You want to hear a funky song?
You don't have a little Dicky drop?
One. You should play Save That Money during our thing. Gotta save that money, except it's too long, but it's super funky.
That's what she said.
Well, you know what? I just feel bad with movie theaters going out of business because then now Movie Phone is bankrupt.
Why don't you just tell me what movie you want to see?
Movie Phone, if you know the name of the movie you'd like to see. People don't even know what
using your touch
that means.
Keypad.
If you want to press 4, press 3 now.
Good. Anyway, looping all the way back around, you recommend you.
I recommend it if you're in a mood to get your mind kind of...
I'm always in
the mood. Is it going to make you mad?
Ev and I are going
like,
to love the shit out of it. I can't tell.
It's going to make you... Yeah, it's going to make you mad. It's going to make you quite... I don't know.
As kind of, as a person who's like chooses to not stalk
but
other
I've
people,
also heard that it's like
I've
also heard that it's a very compelling romance love story.
Yes.
But
100%.
At the same time,
that's
he's a creepity creep creep.
100% is. And that's where it's weird to where like when you watch a movie or a TV show...
You're like
show,
wanting them to get together, but at the same time, you're like... Why? Yeah. He's a freaking creepy
stalker. No, you're
stalker.
Watching it, and when he's with her, they're like so beautiful together. But like when he does creepy shit, you're just like, dude, fucking stop! Like,
yeah,
dude, just stop
that's crazy.
It.
But you'd recommend it.
I'm stoked.
I would recommend it. Yeah, because a lot of times you watch something and like the finale hits, and you're just kind of like, ah, that was good. Or like you watch a movie, and you're like, oh, that was a good movie. But like you think about it, and like you feel weird about it. Like if you're into that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The only thing that I've watched is Behind the Curve or Beyond the Curve or, Behind the Curve.
There's a turn somewhere.
I just looked it up.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, go ahead.
It's called Behind the Curve.
That's a Clint Eastwood movie, right?
And it's all
with Amy Adams?
About trouble with the curve.
Oh,
trouble.
Oh, is that,
with the curve.
I was going to say, I was
that's
like,
a good
I was
movie.
Like,
I enjoyed that.
Film. I was like, Mike, you're not wrong. Like, what movie is
Trouble
that?
With the Curve.
Trouble with the Curve.
Justin Timberlake, Amy Adams, and Clint Eastwood are stars.
Justin
that
Timberlake
film.
Was in that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
he
remember.
He is the new upcoming agent kid. Anyway.
Behind the Curve.
Yes. Behind the Curve is a documentary made by I don't know whom, but it doesn't paint the Flat Earth guys in a good light. But basically, it follows around like the, I don't know.
King of Flat Earth guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like who, whatever you want to call them. Like the people that are like at the top of the...
The Flat Earth.
I would
whatever.
Like to
change.
I would like to call them. I'd like to call them insane
morons. I believe
the
is the right
Flat Earthers. Isn't there a basketball player who's a
you
flat
know,
earther?
Morons.
Kyrie Irving was kind of.
He
saying,
was. Like, Kyrie Irving was. Yeah, kind of a flat.
And
earther.
And then someone,
yeah.
another one else was.
B.O.B. The
and
singer
like
rapper. B.O.B.
Really.
International.
Yeah,
sorry.
Underground, underground, yeah. Underground, underground.
Or as we like, or as we like to call him, Bob without punctuation.
Bob, the rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a GoFundMe for a while to try to raise enough money to send his own satellite up into orbit.
To prove.
Which I'd love.
To orbit.
I love that you used the word orbit, by the way. because
so
he wanted to see for himself.
The world was flat.
You guys are going to have to do your own research on this one because I do not know all the facts. But that was a thing for a while. Was B.O.B. was, yeah.
Trying to send something into orbit.
I think he pitched it as Flat Earth Bob. I think that's how he pitched the whole thing.
Well, isn't that a character in a Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah, or like a Howard Stern guy. Like, hey, we're going to Flat Earth Bob.
I believe you.
Hey, everybody, here at 8:57, we're going out. Hey, going out to Flat Earth Bob out there. Let's find out if it's,
oh, the it's Earth over. Is flat.
Oh. So
it's fascinating. Like I was watching it. I turned it on because we just got done watching an episode of something, probably Massinger or something dumb like that. And I was like, okay, my turn to put on something. And I just click, went to Netflix and was like, what's this? And I instantly saw what it was. And I hit go on the player. And Samantha's like laying on my shoulder. And about 15 minutes into it, she goes, my head hurts. And I go, yeah, I know. And then about 20 to 30 minutes into it, she goes, is this for real? And I go, yes. And then about 40 minutes into it, she gets up and goes, I can't deal with this anymore.
Walks. I'm with Samantha.
Is it like people,
I'm with Samantha.
Like, okay. All right. This is going to be a weird analogy, but like, is it something like, obviously people who are adamant that the earth is flat.
Yes.
Like, do you get as frustrated with these people as you would with someone from like the Westboro Baptist Church? Like, to the point to where he's like, you are so like naive and stupid.
Because they're not hurting anybody. They're just dumb. Okay. Westboro Baptists
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But I'm saying, I'm talking about just like the thought of their naivety? Is that a word?
But see, that's the thing. The way that they present it in this documentary anyway, they present it where it's like they believe it wholeheartedly. Right. At least some of them do. I believe some of them are just like the main guy. I don't remember his name. The guy that wears the shirt with his own name on it.
Hi, I'm blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know who I am.
Right.
I'm the flat earth guy.
Right. So that guy, I believe he's doing it.
Yes.
I believe he's doing it.
I'm Johnny Flat Earth.
Because he even said, like, I followed this conspiracy, and then this one actually makes sense. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And, like, I don't believe that they all believe it, but a lot of people truly believe that it's the real deal.
Okay, so this is me, and I think Samantha's probably on the same boat, and I think millions of folks who watch it are on the same boat. Yes. You're watching it, and you're going, well, this is like a spoof. Like, clearly this is like a spoof. They're not serious.
It's like Eugene Levy.
They're not serious.
Yes. Yes.
It is. It's like a Christopher Guest movie.
Yeah. Yes. This is, you're not serious. And then you're like waiting for it, and then you're like realizing slowly, like, no, they are serious. Like, yeah, they're serious. And then you're like,
and they make
you're
models.
So fucking stupid that it's hard to like listen to anything that you say. And so 20 minutes in, I'm like,
I was fascinated.
I'm out. You I'm can't like, even, I am
I was
out.
Fascinated.
You can't even find the, it's so stupid. You can't even find the stupidity entertaining.
But it's not. Truly, it's not. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
So I don't know, and you could tell me because you watched the whole thing.
It was like watching the Clinton Trump debate.
Yes,
you're just like,
it's like, how is this a thing?
Mind-boggling.
Yes,
yeah. Anyway.
I was gonna say more. I don't know. I'd try another analogy because the flat Earth is such a perfect analogy for it.
It's
for,
what were you gonna ask me about seeing the whole thing?
At some point, do they present it as if like these people are really insane?
No. But
or do they like
subtly,
say
subtly
this is
they
like
do.
Legitimate? Like these folks are legitimate. You need to think about and consider a flat Earth mindset.
Never, not ever, not ever do they say that these people are legitimate and you need to consider this as being real. But like they don't. They also don't call them out like blatantly. But there are members of the flat Earth community. I can't believe I just say that out loud.
Yes.
Anyway, there are members of this community that believe in science and are trying to prove their theory, which is, I give them credit. I'm like, you have a theory that goes against what you've been told, not what you've witnessed, and you're trying to do experiments to prove your theory. Mm-hmm. Great. I'm all for those people. And they show them do an experiment where they're like, we bought $20,000. We bought this $20,000 gyroscope that tracks, that shows the Earth's movement and this and that, and like the rotation of the Earth and this, and it tracks it this much, da 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 da. And we did the math, and if the Earth is in fact round, then it's going to show a degree of 15 degrees an hour. And then turn on the freaking thing, and it goes 15 degrees an hour. And they go, okay. And then there's another one where their test is to get a giant laser, and they're going to go a long 8-mile stretch or something like that, where they put a post and then another post in the middle and then another post at the end, and they're going to put two posts in the front and the end, and they're going to blast the beam across so it hits the front one and the second one, and then the middle one should be the same distance from those two.
If it's flat Earth, right.
If it's flat, correct. But it's not. And that one's
so they do that in the movie.
Yes, but that one's a bust because the laser doesn't work. But then they come up with a simpler experiment.
Of course it doesn't.
But it doesn't, and it shows that. But then they come up with a simpler test where they get big walls and they cut holes in the wall and they blast a flashlight through it. And if the other guy at the other end of the wall holds his flashlight at the 6-foot mark, they put one really high up. And they're like, turn on your flashlight at 6 feet and we'll be able to see it. And no one can see it. And they go, okay, now raise it above your head. And he raises it above his head and then they can see it. And it's like, well, that's curved also. So the experiments that they show you debunk it right there
it
in the thing.
It takes zero effort to debunk it. And so the dude's like, I'm listening. And his first thing is like, flat Earth, I use my own eyes. I look over there and I see Seattle. I'm like, right. From Bainbridge Island. This is not that far away, but it's in a little, it's like in the distance. But I'm like, you don't see the bottom of the buildings, you dumb shit.
Right. And how about this? What happens when you get to the fucking end of flat Earth? Like, dude, there's a wall.
Game of Thrones
style.
They say
it's like Truman Show and we are all in a giant studio.
Okay.
That's mental illness.
It's very easy. If I go east from Los Angeles, I will get to Asia. If I keep going east, I will eventually get back to Asia.
Yes, in theory.
Right.
But you'll just go around.
Sorry, west, not east.
You'll go around.
Both ways.
You'll go around you. It's impossible to hit.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You'll go around.
I feel like I'm trying to
It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to the earth is round. I feel like I'm trying to be a... Right.
It is.
So
it's
weird.
It's so ridiculous. Stupid.
It's mind-boggling.
And really weird. So this is what I...
I was all for Samantha going to bed. I was like, yes, please. I'll finish this garbage by myself.
This is what
I... But I couldn't turn it off.
I take an analogy, a real analogy of common times, is that... The folks, particularly with Trump, are debate what truth is and what truth isn't. And that these folks who are so willing to admit or embrace an idea that is clearly not true, that the earth is flat, is a real testament to where we are in our society, because there's a lot of folks who are completely
willing. But
this came
around before Trump, so you can't use that as an analogy.
Yeah, because if there are still people who are so willing to admit that the earth is flat, and that there's so people who are so willing to admit all the shit that they admit to accept Trump.
You're getting fired up for nothing.
No, that's not political.
I want to get back to that in a second, but I do have an update.
On
the GoFundMe account.
Oh, okay.
Flat Earth Bob he's asking for $1 million to bring his camera up into space.
Sure.
We have raised a total of $6,924.
Almost there.
Good for him.
Of 1 million, and our last donation was 16 days ago, and it was $5.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. But I guess my question is, and I don't know if they cover this in the show, what is the motivation of these people? Why are they?
They ask that in the movie.
There is some money by this one dude because he's like, clearly I can make some money.
Not really.
A lot.
Why?
Not
that much money. But why?
I only watch 20 minutes.
I feel like conspiracy theorists are all about they are lying to us because it is a benefit to them. So what is the motivation of flat earthers to say
they are plugging our brains with false knowledge.
Right. But why? What? Who cares if the earth is flat? Who cares if the earth is round?
That in the thing. What's the motivation? Most conspiracy theorists have a motivation behind it and that.
If you're trying to disprove aliens.
Or 9/11 or any of the other things.
If you're against vaccines if you
oh
like,
man that was if, that
if,
was the quote
if you
of the
are
thing,
like
by
if you are again I can understand I don't agree with it but I can understand why you are a JFK nut.
Okay. I am actually.
Okay, thank you. That okay, I can understand that. I can condone it. I can. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's two sides to this.
And the reason he was able to shoot him
reason
because the flat Earth is able to get
well, yeah, right because there's no curve. There's no curve
because there's actual.
I guess I
facts.
Just don't understand their motivation and why are you so passionate about this? I don't
like proving there is a conspiracy
because you right. want the flight from New York to London to be faster. I don't.
And like one
I
of
don't
the
get it.
One of the like astrophysicists in the documentary is like what in order for the flat Earth conspiracy to be true, like everything else is like part of everything is part of it. So NASA and the space program, every like airplanes,
right.
satellites,
every country,
literally
in the world.
Every
right.
country in the world is all on board with this cover up that the Earth is actually round,
right?
And it's like people are like, "What's the point?"
And that is a real good analogy because that's climate change right there.
Dude,
is that everybody is like conspiring to make this false thing that climate change is real
yeah.
for what you know? Because
do you want to hear
one dude couldn't even figure out how to get himself beat down
do you
without somebody
gonna,
narking on him.
Want
to so.
Hear something that's going to make you really mad?
Yeah.
Oh,
more than anything,
you're looking at BJ. So I love
here
BJ
is
mad.
Here is a. A quote from one of the people that believes that flat Earth is a thing, and this is their reasoning why. Quote, "They want people dumb, blind, deaf to the truth so they can inject you with their vaccines and their public schooling and this heliocentric model, which is basically for sun worship." End quote.
I remember that from the movie. That was in the first 20 minutes.
Yes.
That's the part I saw.
It's like,
Chuck.
What is the matter with
okay.
you?
Here's the thing. That quote's better than Green Book.
my
more fascinated
my
by
choice
that.
For Oscar oh, best movie.
And no offense to Maddie because his review is great and I think he's very entertaining. But that quote was better than that entire review.
Oh man,
that's so
it's mind-boggling. So anyway, if you're interested and you want your head to explode, watch Behind the Curve. But if you're not,
I might do it.
Interested,
I might do it.
And you don't want your head to explode, and you just want to go on living your wonderful life, believing in true things.
Oh,
don't watch it.
You know what I watched? I've watched a million of them, but there's a new one that's on Netflix now. Is the 2000s are on Netflix?
Oh
now.
Yeah.
And it's
oh, cool.
And I blasted through the whole thing. It's you guys will love it. Just
I haven't
because
started
it's a,
any of them. They yeah. came out in the 90s, and I was like, I need to watch it. And then I
you'd
didn't
love
watch
to
it.
Watch the 90s too.
That's
wait,
my
what
I
is,
love the
what
whole
is
thing
it, though.
It's a miniseries produced by CNN, and it's just
that means it's fake news.
Exactly, but it's like they go 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Mm-hmm. It's like a short docu series, 4 or 5 episodes per decade,
and they kind of focus
like,
on
show
on
you
certain
what's
things.
Going on.
Okay. Super well done. Like it's
like
super
oh, in 1994,
like episode
all this
no,
crazy
like episode one is like here's the music of the 60s,
yeah,
and then like
right,
like take
and then they talk about TV, and so. Especially for our podcast, particularly the first couple episodes of the 2000s is great because they talk about they call it the platinum era of television.
Nice.
With the Sopranos and HBO and the explosion of what we call
Lost.
Great
you
television.
Know, Lost.
And Lost. Dude, they talk about Lost.
Of course they do.
So you
that,
gotta.
Oh, wait, hold on. That hasn't happened yet, has it?
Oh, no,
no,
it has not.
No. It's Godot. It's never going to happen.
3 years in, baby.
I was on episode 3, and
no,
we
talked
about this.
Yes. Well, we can't do Lost
yet. We're not talking about that yet.
180 episodes later.
What are you waiting for?
We got to get Michael Emerson on, so
this
we got to call.
The,
we gotta
this
call
is the carrot
Emerson.
In front of the horse.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're waiting for the perfect guest to bring a guy from...
We have a connection. We can get him in.
Sure, we do.
Okay, here we go. Then BJ, you just opened up the fucking box.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right, so talking about getting guests into a show.
I know where this is going.
Yep,
yeah.
Jared does, and hey. D does too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, wait, come on the show. Come on, Life's a Binge.
That's funny. You know, right. I got.
So I listened on the way up here. It was a 7-hour drive from Arizona to San Diego.
Yeah.
And I listened to our last one. And you and I spent.
What kind of car are you driving?
You and I spent about. A bit of foreshadowing, maybe. We spent about. I think we did a 2-hour long podcast. We spent about 30 minutes talking about Jay Leno.
And how he's going to show up.
How are we doing? Yeah. How are we doing? I just wanted an update. How are we doing on getting Jay Leno onto the podcast?
So, since then, literally like 2 weeks ago, okay. My dad had went to Jay Leno's thing and they had a
he went to a taping of Jay Leno's garage.
Jay Leno's no, it was a Jay Leno concert, like just
comedy
comedy show in Palm Springs.
Yeah, until June.
And so and Jay Leno, it's funny I have his email now.
Yeah, Jay Leno's email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen the show You?
All right.
So anyway,
Jay@leno.com.
So Jay my dad sent him a copy of his book that he wrote, and then Jay called him up.
Yeah.
And they've been chatting. And so he sent him back a thing and like, "Hey, let's get together." So he sent him tickets to the show. This is literally like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then it was really cool. I should have gone. I had, because I'm only working one day a week, and I was like, Saturday, it's the only day I'm working. Mm-hmm. And so, but he took Nancy, his wife, instead, which was a mistake. But
so now we're left in purgatory. All right, well, all
right. So we're a little bit in purgatory right now.
So it's like Lost again.
We'll see. We'll see. I think that like,
but there is a legitimate connection there, like, which is real.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, what we'll probably get is a phone army call.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so we'll probably get a phone army call.
And we'll play it every episode.
Every single time. Okay. But I'm hoping
still the phone army champion,
actually,
right?
I'm hoping that he'll like actually go for like...
Best phone army ever.
Let us come in and let me come in and talk to him.
Wait, what do you mean by phone army call?
Like he'll call the voicemail. Or he'll chat with us on the phone.
Oh, gotcha. That would be cool.
All I've ever wanted since he talked about Jay Leno is for Jay Leno to be like, "Hey, it's Jay Leno. You're listening to Life's a Binge." Like, that's it.
Right.
That's all I want. And I'll play that at the beginning of the episode, and that'll be happy. For episode 199.
We can get that.
And just have him do that.
We can get that.
Right.
We can get that. But I'd like to get an interview.
But well, also, right. No,
obviously,
actually,
more than that would be fantastic.
It would be. I'd like to milk it as much.
I'd be happy as hell if that's all we got.
You probably can't get that because that is a lot more dangerous for him to actually...
We could plug it in front of any episode.
Yeah, you could
right?
You could just go like, "Hey, this is Jay Leno, and this Life's a Binge." And all of a sudden, the next episode...
Fuck David Letterman. I screwed over Conan on purpose.
Support the Klan. It's just like, "Hey, this is Life's a Binge."
There's a certain amount of trust with, especially like with, because apparently Jay Leno's wife is like a humanitarian who's done like, who's up for a Nobel Prize even. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so her work apparently, like, that's what he feels affinity, besides that they grew up on the block together
went to school with my cousin. No, I know, your cousin Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, like I said, it was cool. So I just wanted like an update.
Nice. That's the latest. Good, it actually has been. Moving
I broke your balls a lot.
Right.
Oh, I have over the past.
Jared's always like, "That's never going to happen."
I just kept saying, funny, "PJ, like, just put in a little effort." He's like, "No, it's going to happen. The Earth and Sun and the Moon are going to align.
These things happen.
All flat. Yeah,
just wait. You'll just see. Wait for it. Everything will happen. Like it'll all just come in place." That's
good times.
And in this corner, because that's where you do that sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, good times. Biz, you watch anything?
You know what I like, though? Sweet. He's going to give me the ball. He's going to give me the shit about Jay. But I actually like...
You knew that?
Yeah, totally. I'm like, "Oh, he's going to give me the shit about Jay."
I'm
going to
get the business.
And that was because, I showed a note to Jared and I showed a note to Mike.
Did?
Should I ask him about... Yeah,
but no, because it was like... Because it's more to it now. Like, there's more. I have more to offer.
Listen, I'm rooting for you. I think he'll do it.
I think he will do it.
I think he just walked in.
"Hey guys, what's up?"
"Hey man,
he's going to do is he's going to listen to this one. Have the same exact Jay Leno.
Everybody has a Jay Leno.
Hey, man, you're waking up. It's 9:15 in the morning.
Hey, what's going on, Nick? Jay Leno right here in the studio.
We got Jay Leno in the... Oh, it's gone.
He's all about motoring with all his cars and everything.
Hey, speaking of motoring, we got Jay Leno. Leno in the house.
I was hoping you would.
You asked me what I'm watching. Again, your podcast has never sounded better.
Thank you.
Yeah. I watch
Money for Todd.
I don't really watch a whole lot.
A lot of Paw Patrol, maybe.
Caillou, I do watch. We watch. my son's really into Back to the Future. We watch it at least every other day.
Right on.
Now, okay, hold the. Hold, oh, 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 I got a thing on that.
Okay.
So I've heard that, like, say you like The Incredibles when it comes out, and then you watch The Incredibles 100 million times because that's on repeat.
You're going to ask me if I've gotten tired of Back to the Future.
I am.
The answer is no.
Okay.
Who gets tired of Back to the Future?
But that's good to know because that movie is fantastic. It rests on this like fantastic little pedestal where it belongs, and it's good to know that you can watch that movie 100 million times and have it not get old.
I actually thought of you guys because a while back we did an episode here about what's better, Back to the Future 2 or Back to the Future 3.
Oh, you were on that one?
I was not on it. I was not on it. I just mean because we're all part of the family.
Dallas
now.
McLaughlin Matt Thompson.
Yeah, that's right.
Back in episode 32, probably.
I'm
150 episodes ago.
It was a long time ago. But I think about that often because my son does not like number 2. No, okay, he doesn't. He likes going number 2.
I was
gonna
wet my pants.
he likes.
That's number 1.
He likes Back to the Future.
That's coming out of my nostril. Holy shit! Best drop ever.
he likes Back to the Future 3 instead of Back to the Future 2, and okay. I think it's because it's more linear. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes.
Back to the Future 2 is very complicated. It's, you know, they go to the future, they go to the past, they go to the present, they go, and he says he does get scared of Biff because Biff tries to kill Marty literally with a gun.
Yeah.
He's cartoonishly evil. Yeah.
He is cartoonishly evil in that. And so we only watch 1 and 3. We never ever watch 2. But that's what we watch. When I'm on my own time, it's weird because I'm so tired and my wife is so tired, and to fire up, be like, hey, it's 9:45 at night and we've been awake since 6 and, it's been a battle doing pajamas, teeth, dinner, not in this order, bath time, homework. And now we have to put them to bed, and it's like, it's 10:30 at night. Do you want to start Umbrella Academy, or do you want to watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, or should we just turn on Seinfeld and fall asleep gently?
Exactly. Let's watch something we've seen 1,000 times.
Have you started Mrs. Maisel?
We've started it.
It's good.
It's very good, but we make it about 15 minutes into each episode. And we're both out.
Right.
And that's not a reflection upon the show because it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But you
do need to be able to be there and watching
for
it.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
And so when you ask me what I watch, this is a very long answer to your very short question. I watch reruns of Seinfeld every single day because it is cheap. It's good. I don't get tired of it. And it can just be on in the background while I figure out what I'm doing with my life.
And that's
what we watch.
I just recently have restarted going through Seinfeld, and did I mention on the show where every episode that can be solved with cell phones?
We've talked about it.
Because it's
been happening.
Because Samantha's never seen it, and I was watching it, and she finds it to be funny, but not as funny as I did because I watched it when I was on and all that stuff. So it, and the humor, most of the humor holds up, but a lot of it doesn't because it's all dependent on them not knowing where the other person is.
The Chinese restaurant,
right? All the movies, any of them.
Yeah, the one the
cell phone we ruined Seinfeld.
The movie phone one.
Yes,
it could have been very. Hey, what movie are we going to tonight?
Yep, text message.
That, yeah, it would have been over.
And not only that, but like screening a phone call or any of this. So anyway, we're watching. I'm thinking it's like episode 3 or whatever. And I asked her. I was like, when do you think this came on TV? And she said, I don't know, 96, 97. And I was like, this is 1989.
It is 89.
And she was like,
that was the first season of Seinfeld?
1989.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah. So even when the show ended,
God, I'm old.
There was barely cell phones when the show ended.
And it was 98 or something?
Yeah, it was 9 seasons. So it was 98. And like, there's cell phones and stuff around, but like, they weren't a smartphone by any stretch.
Zach Morris actually handed his cell phone to Kramer.
It was like passing the baton. Yeah, in those later years, it was they had a car phone.
Right.
And that was it. They never had any cell phones.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when I think they made reference to that in the Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes where George developed an app But other than that, there's been no technology on those shows.
Right. And that's what makes it.
And I think that's what makes it hold up.
It makes it hold up. It's charming. As long as you don't watch it expecting to watch something that came out right now, as long as you watch it, this came out. It's a very good timestamp of the 90s.
We watched the Bubble Boy episode. Like, it's funny. Like,
that's so good.
I'll be falling asleep, or I'll be folding laundry
the
or
magic
something.
Spit.
And I'll just hear in the living room. I'll just hear. And Becky's got it on. We went out to the Bubble Boy, and that was another episode that because they get lost going to a place like that would never happen
right,
anymore
GPS.
Because there's GPS. Everyone's got directions on their phone, and like the whole 90% of that episode was we are lost, where are we going?
Yeah,
and that just wouldn't happen anymore.
That's why I love the stuff from the 90s that I loved, and then I was like, man, if only we had cell phones. Like, I love the movie Can't Hardly Wait. I think it's a great film. It represents 90s party teen movies very well.
One, yeah,
but
absolutely.
It's like, if Facebook was around, this movie's gone. He just finds Amanda Becker on Facebook and pokes her a few times and says, I had a crush on you when I was 12. And like, the end of the movie, right. Like, it's not just drawn out. Like, alone. I have a letter that I wrote you that I'm trying to hand to you. It's like, right. Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, they're banging in the train station bathroom.
Euro trip. Yeah, all like, those movies.
Yeah, right.
I'm so happy you swiped left.
Right.
Or right. Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Exactly. BJ, what is this? Is it swipe left or white?
Oh,
left
I'm
good.
The single guy. That's why I just swipe right. I'm single and lonely.
But I play with Tigers, so come see me in Arizona.
So Seinfeld, huh? That's where it's at.
That's what I'm watching.
Yeah,
I never. I think we've had this talk, but I've never liked Seinfeld.
You've never been in a Seinfeld.
I mean, what's the deal with it? Here we are talking about Seinfeld on a podcast. It's just a podcast. Why aren't you into the podcast? Sorry, that's a very bad Seinfeld.
That wasn't bad. It was just aggressive.
Well, that's how I do with Seinfeld. Yeah. That's how it happens.
No, I like Seinfeld. Honestly, when I started doing stand-up, the movie Comedian, which is on Netflix right now, was a staple for me.
That's with Seinfeld and that kid, and they're both kind of...
Orny Adams.
Yes.
Yeah, they're both kind of coming up. Not coming up, because obviously Seinfeld just ended the show, but...
It was him redoing, because after his last special, I'm telling you for the last time...
Which I have the cassette tape still.
The cassette tape?
I do.
Oh, dude.
He's old.
Yeah, I'm an old man.
All right. Awesome. You go do a Seinfeld concert, have him sign your cassette tape. I will take my Bill Cosby A-track and have him sign that.
Whoa. We don't talk about that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I was just trying to make a reference to an older comedian.
We don't talk about it.
I was making a reference to an older comedian that's still alive.
We don't talk about
that. But anyway, that was a staple for me, like trying to get like into stand-up, and like I kept watching it. To watch that difference between, like, even though you're still amazing, like...
And then you went on stage, and you're like, what's the deal with airplane food?
Yeah, everyone's like, eat a dick. Eat a dick, Seinfeld. Like, be funny. And Colin Quinn in that movie said it the best. Like, if you're famous, you get, like, a little bit of leeway.
You got to do it in Colin Quinn's voice.
I can't even do Colin Quinn.
You got to do it.
You're close. Okay. You're on the right path.
No, I know.
You're on the right path.
I'm trying to think it. I can't. But, like, he's like, yeah, Jack Nicholson can go on stage and do stand-up, and they would give you a little bit of leeway, but after, like, 2 minutes, they'd be like, fuck you, Jack, like, be funny.
Right.
And he's one of the most revered and
be funny.
You know, actors. Yeah, like, fuck you, Jack, be funny.
You're not funny anymore, Jack. That got bad. It got worse.
It's hard to grab it. Yeah.
He's got, like, weird, like, whatever. So it was a very good movie for me. So I love that movie. And also I love Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee.
I love that show.
Seinfeld, the show, don't like.
It's fantastic.
But I also don't like studio audience sitcoms.
That was kind of the last one that I appreciated.
Apparently, you never saw the Tony Danza show.
No.
You were correct about that. You were right, sir.
You are right, sir.
Who's the boss? Is it the one?
Oh, no, he actually had a show called The Tony Danza Show.
Oh, okay.
I went to a TV taping of it.
Was it fantastic?
No.
Are you sure?
Hey, everybody. Tony Danza's coming in here at 9:26. He's coming in here at 9:36. We've got about 10 minutes till Tony Danza's coming in. Tony Danza's going to talk to us about who was the boss. Is there an actual boss on that show, or is it you? Who knows? And what's your process about getting who's the boss?
Hey, who comes in and writes the music.
Oh, it's dead. Dead.
Angela, that's my daughter. No?
That's more Travolta, I'd say.
Yeah. Hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, though.
If you translate it, it's like, Sandy, you just can't walk out of a driving movie.
That was like Travolta and Bill Cosby, maybe.
Sandy, you just can't walk out of a driving movie.
You drink this.
You gotta finish the drink first. Sandy, get back here. Get your jello pudding.
Someone check on Jared. He doesn't want to laugh, but he's laughing.
I'm going to tell you.
His face is red.
Out of all of the stupid impressions that I do, like stupid ass, like Kevin Hart's and Tracy Morgan's, the best one I've ever gotten is like, you did like a half Travolta, half Cosby.
That's what it sounded like. But that's what I think I've said it on the show.
I'm going to get everybody pregnant.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to take my shirt off. I'm going to get you pregnant.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
My own article is called Musings.
The first one was better. First one was better.
Oh, yeah.
But that's one of the, I think I said it even on this show, like one of my stand-up jokes is like, I'm more upset that we can't do bad Bill Cosby impressions anymore.
We can.
Why? Why wouldn't you?
Well, you know,
the whole
whole rape thing kind of ruins it.
Here's the thing.
It does really ruin it.
Kind of ruins it.
I don't know if the news has reached Arizona or not.
But I don't really watch a lot of news, but what's wrong with Bill Cosby? He plays good in Cottonwood.
They didn't cover that in You?
Well, the rape thing.
Well, why can't we? Well, that whole rape thing kind of ruins
it. You can still make it. I don't know.
I'm Mike Bissett.
Yeah.
Well, Biff.
Nothing is, so, nothing, you know, that
Crispin,
is not funny.
Crispin Glover is in American Gods. Did I mention that?
No.
So Crispin, that's one of the things.
George McFly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard of American Gods?
Oh, yeah.
So I've watched the first season of that, and it's bizarro. It's Bryan Singer-esque.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy visuals. But it's just fun to see Crispin Glover. It always is fun to see Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, because
you
guys,
you brought him up, but then back to the Future thing. Yes. Do you guys know the whole deal with Crispin Glover?
Why he wasn't in number two and all that stuff?
Yeah.
He freaked out. He wanted more money? I don't know. I know that he wouldn't. He refused to be in part two.
No, but they had to change all of part two,
right?
Around Crispin Glover because
he wasn't in it anymore. they had a lookalike, and that's what they got.
He was a little unstable. Like that's what
Crispin
that was
Glover.
Thing.
No,
really? What was that movie? Kick. What was that movie when kick. He was just like a like he just befriended rats? Like what was that weird
ben.
Movie?
Wilbur.
Wilbur.
It was called Wilbur or Ben.
Something.
It was Wilbur.
Yes, yeah, so
it was Wilbur.
Like that.
Yeah. Wilbur the Rats. Yes. That was kind of fun movie.
It was something along those.
He had a porn star, a weird in it. Dude.
Wow, yeah. Dead air, huh? That's where we're at.
Porn star.
Are we done?
Porn star.
Are we done?
I'm not.
Are we done?
No, we can't end yet because we got to end with all four in the room.
I know. Biz just, I think, went to go pee.
Find Ja Rule, get hold of this motherfucker so I can make sense of all this.
All this.
That's another fun impression to do. Oh, come on, man.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Well done.
That is.
I was thinking about...
I can't do any good impressions except for, like, I can't do impressions of white people.
I was trying to
like,
do...
Except for Jay Leno.
Because I was following... Or I'm doing all these, like fan-dubbed or fan-made, like, things. So I'm submitting voiceovers for them because they need people, voice actors. And I'm, like, trying to get some sort of foot in the door. So I'm just trying to do whatever. And, like, somebody was looking for a Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark impression. And I'm sitting there, like, racking my brain, trying to do it, and just trying to say his name, Tony Stark, and trying to make it sound like Robert Downey Jr. saying Tony Stark. Mm-hmm. And the best I could come up with was, like, a cross between a Lorne Michaels and a Dr. Evil from from
Mike Myers movie.
Mike Myers. And where you say Tony Stark. Like, it's somewhere in there that Robert Downey Jr.
You're
has his
off.
Voice.
That's good.
But I can't, that's all I can do. I can't say a sentence as him, but it's the making of it where I'm like, I just like, as a performer or as an actor, like trying to come up with like what makes the voice sound like the voice. And I'm like, how can I get to how he sounds? And he has this kind of thing where he shoves everything kind of forward in his voice. And he talks with his teeth kind of closed.
I'd be a millionaire, billionaire, playboy.
Just a millionaire, billionaire, playboy. What do you got? Take away the shield and what do you got? Yeah. So it's this kind of like push forward thing, but it's not quite there. But like, I was like, what does he remind me of?
But you got there.
He reminds me of like a Dr. Evil, right?
But you got there by yourself, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, and that's the hard thing. Like, I can't do like whatever BS, like 20% impressions I can do. Like, I can't do them. Like, I can't look at somebody and be like, all right, I'm going to do this impression. Like, you know, you can do your half ass like Christopher Walkins and your whatever. But I can only like take a voice of somebody that somebody else does.
Right.
And just be like, oh,
an impression of an impression.
Yeah. Impression of an impression. Like, oh, that's really not that hard.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Jay Farrow is one of the greatest impressionists of all time.
Yes. Which is crazy. If you haven't seen him do anything other than Obama, like, you need to watch Jay Farrow, like, a YouTube video of him doing impressions.
His Denzel is awesome.
All right.
Denzel's good.
All right.
But, like, even Eddie Murphy, the way he wiggles his finger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, and even like, he was on...
Even Christopher... what am I thinking? Kevin Harlan. Okay, here we go.
Well, and he was on... I think he was on Kimmel, and Kimmel was like, what's your most obscure impression that he does? And he said, most obscure is John Mulaney. And then he kicks into this, like...
Really?
He does a John Mulaney, and it's perfect. Anyway.
Wow.
Jay Farrell does John Mulaney?
Yes, and it's magical.
I'm going to YouTube.
No, I just I love impressions, and I wish I was better at them. I can do voices. If it's like a weird voice, I can do that because I know how to manipulate my voice.
You can make it your own.
And like whatever.
Right.
But like actually taking somebody's voice, like Robert Downey Jr. and trying to find like I was sitting there like, what does he sound like? And like, I was just listening over and over and over again. And I was like, he reminds me, like, as an extreme example, he reminds me of Dr. Evil. That's very like in this zone.
Yeah.
But you just lighten that up a little bit and you kind of get a Tony Stark thing going on. And it's like, it's just weird how you can break that stuff down.
Huh. Yep.
Anyway,
I see how you get there through that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, anybody watch anything else, or we want to wrap this beast up?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah,
I would say we all end on our best impressions of somebody.
Of a person? I don't think I can do an impression of a person very well. My best impression that I have is Smeagol from Lord of the Rings. That's my best impression that I can do.
I wonder what that would sound like.
Well, I've done it before. I'll end on mine. What is your best impression, BJ? You don't have one. What's your go-to impression?
It's going to be
Mr. T is always is there, but that's like so easy.
Of all the things I've ever heard you do, I honestly think that your Bill Cosby that you just did was probably the best thing
people, which is always an impression of an impression too.
But still, it's perfect.
Beach, be careful what you're going to crack open that Bud Light. Just make sure that was sealed before Bill over there got a hand
of it. No, it's all good.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mr.
T, huh?
That's like guttural.
It's just in here.
All right.
I just pity the fool. Yeah.
All right, let's try and set a situation.
Sure.
Just to close it out.
Sure.
Random situation to where four people are having a conversation. So we got Mr. T.
Okay.
Yep. Or are you going Bill or Mr. T?
It's T.
You're going Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Shut up, fool.
Mike?
You got an impression? Trump. It's got to be Trump.
It's got to be Trump. Yeah.
I'll do that for you guys. I don't think it's my best.
What's your best?
Do you have but I don't know that I have a best. I don't know that.
I mean, I am a weirdo performer that wants to do voices, so it makes sense that I have.
I do Morgan Freeman a lot, but I don't know if it's very good.
Well,
no, I've heard. Yeah, I've heard your Morgan. That's good.
Your Morgan
you can go
Freeman
Trump
is pretty
or
good.
Morgan Freeman.
I remember the day that B and BJ went on the Life's a Binge podcast. It's not very good.
It takes a minute. A minute to kind of find.
Not all of them. Not Smeagol. That one's right.
Smeagol's
that's
always
locked
there.
And loaded. Same thing with Yoda. That's locked and loaded. Elmo, locked and loaded. I can do dry any of those.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
I fall out of that one.
That's pretty good.
It's in there.
BJ did Kermit the Frog that one day, and it was pretty good.
I'll be Smeagol. I'll just be Smeagol from Lord of the Rings. It's my precious.
Nah, don't play that jibber jabber.
Smeagol. What's that? Jibba jabba.
Listen, okay, I've had all of the preciouses. Okay? I've had them all. I've paid them all off. Okay? You know what's weird is I'm doing the hand motions while
you
I do this.
Do I appreciate it.
And it helps.
Do the voice.
This is an audio show. Nobody can see it. Okay? Tremendous, sad, terrible. Okay?
Prediction.
What's yours? What's yours over there?
You set this whole thing up and you don't have one. Yeah.
BJ's best impression is BJ from Arizona.
All I can do is Chappelle. Come on, baby.
That's good.
Come on.
Oh, man. Good times. Yeah. Right on. Good times. Yeah. Good times.
Without the precious.
I was trying to set up a magic moment, and it actually worked out.
Yeah. It was okay. It was okay.
It was all right.
Anything else?
No, nothing else there is.
Damn, I'm going to get y'all pregnant.
That's pretty good. I like your Tracy Morgan.
Pain. Shut up, fool.
Okay, here we go. Mrs. T, pow.
Is anyone listening anymore?
Go.
Nope. Everyone's gone.
Mama.
Nobody.
Send us an email if you're listening.
Joe mama right.
What's the phrase that pays? Bacardi. Bacardi is the phrase that pays. You.
Yeah. Everybody. 9:37.
I pity the fool.
We're going to have
23 before the hour.
Okay, I'm done. Let's wrap this thing up.
Thank you.
Dudes. Thank you guys for being
here. Man, this was so fun.
Good times. Good times.
Like, I loved this.
Like, for real, though.
I got to talk to grown-ups tonight. It was so great.
Right? Yeah.
Let me rephrase. Let me rephrase. Their driver's licenses say
technically,
that they're old.
Yes, that is accurate.
Yeah.
I will say it's been 8 months since I've seen you two, and it's been a year and a half since I've seen Biz. So, this was
fun. I'm glad we made it.
This is good stuff.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Tomorrow's going to be
a
good
day. Can you come out tomorrow?
I'm going to try.
All right. I'll
be at work.
I won't make it to the shows, but I'm going to try and come to the thing. Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to try to be at the show. I will be at the thing.
I speak Biz. Yeah,
he's not coming. He's not coming.
Hey, you know what? We're just lucky to have him tonight. So
you know what?
Thank you.
Oh, I got a text message.
Come on, baby.
Life's a Biz.
Oh, good times. But anyway, thanks out there for sticking with us for an hour and 38 minutes.
Is that it?
Yeah, that
feels like a lot longer.
No way. It feels like a lot shorter.
Yep.
BJ is just over there like, can we wrap it up so I can go pee already?
Actually, I'm doing pretty good right now.
All right.
I've gone twice.
Well, yes, but no one.
Listen back. You'll be able to hear
when
I'm
happens.
Gone for a while. Right. I was using the facilities.
I say we podcast until BJ Lawrence pees.
Yeah, let's keep going.
So,
I've actually got a heart out.
With the
I got to get going. I got to go.
You got a heart out? Okay,
yeah,
Dallas.
9:39. I got to get out of here.
What time is it?
Man, it was 9:39. Hey, 9:38. I gotta get going in 1 minute. Oh, it's over.
We're waiting for Dallas McLaughlin. Here he
is. Yeah, he's got a heart out. But anyway, thanks out there for listening to our show and sticking with us for the length of time that we have talked. But let's get out of here. Thanks for listening. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And BJ McGivley.
And Mike.
I fucked that up. Let's do
we
that
say
again.
I'm and your name.
I was waiting to say, and we'll see you on the couch. That's what I was waiting for.
It's coming up later. But anyway, thanks for listening. This has been
Life's we're not going to do it again?
I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Oh, come on, baby.
Oh, no. Hey, Bobo, I just pity the fool.
Are we still recording?
Oh.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Why are thing. You're still here? What?
Go home.
Go home. It's over. What are you doing?
All right, Mike, that was fun. I guess I'll see you in 2022.
Hey. See you at the next Olympics, buddy.
So much is going to be happening.
The Winter
Sweden
Olympics
2022.
Everyone's going to have an extra baby.
Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.